Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Unfollowed, your daily dose of reality check, brain-boosting goodness. I'm Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of internet overload and how to actually enjoy it, not just exist in it. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like it's becoming more urgent by the minute. Finding that sweet spot between work and play online. Ever feel like your phone is basically an extension of your office, buzzing with emails even when you're trying to chill? You know that feeling when the weekend rolls around and you're still mentally sifting through spreadsheets instead of, say, finally binging that show everyone's been raving about? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to be a slave to the digital grind. We can totally reclaim our online space and make it work for us, not the other way around. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you find the glorious balance. First up, set those boundaries like a boss. Think of your phone as a VIP guest you get to decide when they enter the party and how long they stay. Schedule specific times for work-related tasks and stick to them like glue. Treat those hours as sacred. No social media scrolling allowed. And outside of those work hours, put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Let those notifications pile up, because guess what? The world won't end if you don't respond instantly. Second, create physical and mental spaces dedicated to each activity. You know how important it is to have a designated workspace at home or the office. Apply that same principle to your online life. Use different devices for work and play. Maybe your laptop is strictly for emails and deadlines, while your tablet is all about binge-watching and browsing those adorable animal videos. Even better, have dedicated work zones and play zones in your home. Third, cultivate the art of intentional scrolling. We're bombarded with content 24/7. It's like a digital fire hose. But you don't have to be sucked into every rabbit hole. Before you jump on Instagram or Twitter, ask yourself, what am I hoping to get out of this? Are you genuinely interested in the content, or are you just mindlessly scrolling? Be intentional with your online time and prioritize what truly matters. Fourth, remember that real life is happening outside the screen. Seriously. Take those breaks, step away from the digital world, and engage with the physical one. Go for a walk, have a conversation with a loved one, or just take 5 minutes to stare out the window and appreciate the sunshine or rain. Grounding yourself in reality will help you stay balanced and prevent burnout. And finally, don't be afraid to unplug completely. Yes, even for a few hours, a whole day, maybe even longer. You'll be surprised how much clarity and focus you gain when you give your brain a break from the constant stimulation. Think about it, those weekend mornings where you sleep in late, maybe you read a book, or have a delicious breakfast without checking your phone. Those moments are pure gold. Treasure them, savor them, and make them a regular part of your routine. It's not about being anti-technology, it's about using technology intentionally and creating a life where work doesn't overshadow play both online and offline. Okay, let me share a real-world example with you. I know a friend who used to be glued to her phone all day, even during meals or family gatherings. She'd constantly check emails, scroll through social media, and feel like she was missing out on everything if she wasn't online. But then she realized that this constant connection was actually making her feel stressed and disconnected from the people around her. So, she made a conscious effort to set boundaries. She started leaving her phone in another room during meals and family time, and you know what? It changed everything. Now she enjoys those moments more, feels less overwhelmed, and has stronger relationships with the people she loves. That's the magic of finding balance. It's not about deprivation, it's about being present, intentional, and making choices that truly serve your well-being. Remember, you are in control of your online experience. Don't let the algorithms dictate your life. Take charge, set those boundaries, and reclaim your time. Ready to ditch the digital overwhelm and live a more balanced life? Share this episode with a friend who could use some balance tips. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps others find the show and join the conversation on social media. Let's chat about how we can all create a healthy relationship with technology. Until next time, stay focused, stay balanced, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.